WCQL, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. American employers adding 187,000 jobs in August. But E.J. Antonio, a public finance economist with the Heritage Foundation, tells the Salem Radio Network, a disturbing number of people are being forced to take jobs they don't want.
What we're seeing right now is a flood of people re-entering the labor market, mainly because they have run out of savings and they're racking up credit card debt and they need to make ends meet. And what we're finding is that the economy actually cannot absorb this many full-time workers.
The unemployment rate rose from 3.5 to 3.8%, the highest level since February 2022, though still low by historical standards. Also at townhall.com, OI's governor says his administration investigating several instances in which people have allegedly made unsolicited offers to buy property in the fire-ravaged part of Maui. Donna Warder has more.
Governor Josh Green says anyone who comes in and tries to buy property in Lahaina for pennies on the dollar from locals could face jail time and a fine.
So if someone swooped in, say, and bought 15 lots because they hoped to build a mega house on the beach, they made a big mistake, because when we find out that they took advantage of somebody, there's not going to be approvals.
The fear is that Native Hawaiians and local-born residents who've owned property for generations might feel pressured to sell and would leave the community, taking their culture and traditions with them. I'm Donna Warder.
Also, the number of people listed as missing after Maui's wildfire expected to drop from nearly 400 to fewer than 100 when authorities provide an update. The Dow had 62 points, but the NASDAQ 2 points in the red. More at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you one of the nearly 10 million families that own a timeshare? Unfortunately, many families stuck in timeshares have learned the dark side of ownership, as their timeshare ends up being nothing like they were promised. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. If you were lied to when buying a timeshare, you're going to need help. I know this because I once worked as a timeshare salesman, but quit the business and made it my personal mission to help folks get rid of bad timeshares. That's why I put together a timeshare exit information kit to help you understand how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Over 30,000 families have trusted us to get rid of their timeshares. Many started out by simply calling us for the free information kit and are now timeshare free.
To get your free information kit, call Wesley Financial now. 800-939-1331. That's 800-939-1331. 800-939-1331.
Russia reporting more drone attacks targeting the country.
Russian officials say air defenses intercepted drones heading toward three of the country's western regions. Moscow airports briefly halted flights, but no major damage or injuries were reported, according to Russian authorities. Meanwhile, satellite images indicate a major drone barrage earlier in the week destroyed at least two military transport planes at Russian air bases in the Kursk, Belgorod and Moscow regions. Drones aimed at targets inside Russia and blamed by Moscow on Ukraine have become almost a daily occurrence. Recently, the drones have reached deeper into Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Several Swedish lawmakers say they could boycott this year's Nobel Prize ceremonies. That's after the private foundation that administers the awards invited Russia, Belarus, and Iran. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Police in Ohio set to release body cam footage after a fatal police shooting outside a grocery store.
A 21-year-old black woman, Takiyah Young, was pregnant and the mother of two young sons when she and her unborn daughter were killed on August 24th in Blendon Township, Ohio. It's a suburb of Columbus. The police chief, John Belford, described body camera footage showing her final moments. Belford says two officers were helping someone get into a locked car when a supermarket employee told them several people, including Young, were leaving with stolen items and pointed her out. When the officers told her to get out of the car, the chief says she put the vehicle in gear and accelerated. An officer directly in front of her car fired one shot through the windshield. I'm Jennifer King.
ESPN, among a number of Disney entertainment channels that have gone dark on Charter Spectrum cable systems. The channels went off the air Thursday night due to a carriage dispute between the nation's second largest cable TV provider and Disney. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Make a difference. Become a CNA. Park Manor River's Edge in Park Falls is holding a certified nurse's aide class starting mid-September 2023. The nurse aide courses consist of 100 hours of classroom and clinical hours. Upon successful completion of your training, those committing to Park Manor employment will earn competitive wages and be eligible for bonus opportunities based on employment commitment and employment hire status. Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee owned and is a 92-bed skilled nursing facility, which prides itself on providing excellent quality care and rehabilitation services for short-term rehab stays and long-term care. Reserve your spot now. Deadline to register is September 8th. For more details and to register now, apply on Indeed or the Nurses Aid student email. That's Tawny M at parkmanor.com. T-A-W-N-Y, Tawny M at parkmanorwi.com or call 715-762-2449.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayler. There's a new look at an old suspect.
New images show what Leo Burt still sought for his role in the 1970 Sterling Hall bombing on the University of Wisconsin campus in Madison may look like today. The FBI Milwaukee field office Thursday released two age-progressed photos of Burt, now 75 years old. A 33-year-old researcher died and four other people were injured in the bombing intended to destroy the Army Mathematics Research Center. Burt is one of four men charged in the bombing and the only one yet to have been captured and convicted. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
An Apple Watch alerts authorities of a severe crash in Racine County.
Racine County 911, what is your emergency?
The owner of this Apple Watch was in a severe car crash and is not responding to their watch.
That 911 call provided first responders with the location of the crash early Thursday morning in the town of Dover. There, Racine County Sheriff's deputies found an overturned vehicle in a farm field. The driver of that vehicle, a 31-year-old Waterford woman, was found unconscious, flown to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. Kansasville Fire and Rescue Chief Ronald Molnar tells Fox 6 Milwaukee he credits the watch with saving the driver's life.
If it wasn't for that Apple Watch, I doubt that she would have survived.
Deputies believe the crash was the result of distracted driving. Badger fans will be beating the Heat this weekend.
Badgers men's football opens this weekend against the Buffalo Bulls, and temperature at game time could be in the 90s. That's why the athletics department will be handing out free bucket hats to the first 7,500 students who come to Camp Randall Stadium. There will also be over 125,000 bottles of water in the stadium, and everyone will be allowed to bring in two of their own bottles as well. Game time starts at 2:30 on Saturday. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
What I remember most is the loneliness I felt, the separation from other people. At the end, drinking was no fun for me. Since I've started to attend AA meetings, the greatest gift is that I've become reconnected. I'm part of life again. I really like myself, and that's wonderful. AA is a miracle in my life.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is confirming that a Washburn County deer farm has tested positive for chronic wasting disease. The 150-acre farm has been placed under quarantine following a positive test result from a three-year-old doe. U.S. Department of Agriculture veterinarians and staff will conduct an epidemiological investigation. And there have been 13 boating-related deaths so far this year in Wisconsin. Department of Natural Resources Boating Law Administrator Darren Kuhn says life jackets would have made a difference.
By far, a majority of these people not only weren't wearing their life jackets, but didn't have them available in some situations. Some there weren't any life jackets on the boats at all.
State law requires a life jacket for everyone on board. Kuhn urges boaters to take that a step farther and wear their life jackets whenever they're on the water. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Timothy J. Roush, 59, of Park Falls, died unexpectedly on August 23rd at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his two children, Jessica Branch of Royston, Georgia, and by Jacob of Honolulu, Hawaii. Survived also by three grandchildren, and further survived by his significant other, Beth Watson of Park Falls, along with his stepchildren, Nick and Anthony Watson. Survived also by his former wife, Ginger Roush of Glidden, and by other relatives and friends. A celebration of life will take place at the Edgerton Conservative Club, located in Edgerton, on Sunday, September 3rd, from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. The Birch Street Funeral Service in Park Falls is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Timothy J. Roush, age 59, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
RSV, a virus that causes infections of the lungs and lower respiratory tract, spreads easily and quickly among infants and children. In fact, RSV is the leading cause of hospitalization in infants. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. Believe it or not, RSV is so widespread, almost all children are infected by H2. But now, there are more ways to help protect families from serious illnesses and diseases like RSV. Talk to your doctor about preventative options today. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information. The last unofficial weekend of the summer season will be very summer-like, and that isn't always the case, is it? Traffic will be heavy at times, and especially on Monday as folks head home. Be careful and safe, and traffic on waterways, some of them anyway, could be pretty busy as well. But water temperatures will be perfect for swimming, especially with some of the hot weather we're going to experience this weekend. A lot of folks will be navigating to the water for sure. The fire danger is going to be on the higher side, too, with low humidity through Saturday and Sunday and some wind. So be very careful with your campfires. We start out this first day of September with some of the hunting seasons getting underway.
Morning Dove, Early Canada Goose, and Early Teal, along with Rail and Snipe. If you're hunting for fish, we've got the minor fish feeding period in progress this morning, 6:45 till 7:45, followed by the major happening this afternoon, 1 till 3. The minor this evening is from 7 till 8. For Saturday and Sunday, the major fish feeding periods are in the early afternoons. The minor fish feeding periods would be in the early to mid-mornings, and then also after sunset times. And the moon is still nice and bright, waning gibbous. It'll be rising tonight before 9 o'clock and right around 9 o'clock Saturday night, and about 9:15 or so here on Sunday night. Our sunrise time this morning happened at 6:22. Our sun will set in Park Falls this evening at 7:42. Weather-wise, we're looking at a pretty nice day today. Lots of sunshine and a few scattered clouds. Our high tops out at 82. Southerly winds increase quite a bit, 12 to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll have variably cloudy skies, pretty good breeze. There is a chance for a shower late tonight or early Saturday morning. Then skies become mostly sunny for Saturday afternoon, and our high is up to 88. Southerly winds are at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Could be gusting up to about 20. It's sunny and hot on Sunday with our high at 93 with a southerly breeze, southwesterly in direction actually, at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Monday is hot and humid with our high at 92, and it's windy from the south. And lastly, I'll be taking some time off from the outdoor reports here. I'll be back on September 18th. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klopotic.
Labor Day weekend, you can find all the fun at the Glidden Area Community Fair with Sunday, September 3rd activities starting at 9 a.m. with the Arts, Crafts, and Flea Market, more softball at noon, get down the cornhole contest, and kids, grab your frogs for the frog jumping contest. There will be plenty of great concessions, cold beverages, face painting, a corn roast, quarter bingo, kitty rides, raffles, and at 1 p.m., it's the Mud Run. At 3 p.m., the famous sawdust dig put on by Northwoods Community Credit Union. And from 7 to 11, enjoy music by the Dweebs. We'll see you at the Glidden Community Fair at Marion Park.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 79. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 62. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies. Highs around 86. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures well above average. Sunday and Monday, with highs in the low 90s. Take a look at the extended forecast. 88 Tuesday, 73 Wednesday, and 69 on Thursday. Another look at the short range. High of 79 this afternoon. Lows level off around 62 tonight. We should top out at 86 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 69.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball in the National League, the Atlanta Braves MVP candidate reaches a one-of-a-kind milestone against the L.A. Dodgers.
Ronald Acuna Jr. made history, and the Braves won a matchup of baseball's best teams by outscoring the Dodgers 8-7. Just hours after getting married, Acuna became the first player ever with 30 homers and 60 stolen bases, doing it with a grand slam in a six-run second inning.
I feel very happy. I feel very special. I'm very thankful. I feel very privileged, and I thank God for the opportunity to play the game that I love every single day.
That's Acuna through an interpreter. Michael Harris and Austin Riley also homered as Atlanta moved to 88-45. Winning pitcher Spencer Strider allowed four runs over six innings. Lance Lynn took the loss, and Mookie Betts homered twice for the Dodgers. I'm Dave Ferry.
Other winners in a very light day of action were Miami, Detroit, and San Francisco. This is SRN Sports. College football, number 14, Utah, got its regular season off to a positive start with a 24-11 win over Florida. In tennis, John Isner is headed off into retirement after losing in singles and doubles at the U.S. Open. The 38-year-old American was beaten in final set tiebreakers in both matches. That included a five-set exit against Michael Moe in singles before a packed house at the grandstand at Flushing Meadow. College athletics, with Atlantic Coast Conference University leaders seemingly on the verge of deciding whether to expand with Stanford, California, and SMU. Two members of North Carolina's Board of Trustees announced their opposition to the move. ACC presidents and chancellors are scheduled to meet today to consider a Western expansion. This is SRN Sports.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with college football, where the Wisconsin Badgers kick off the season tomorrow, playing host to the Bulls of Buffalo at Camp Randall Stadium. As they get set for the season opener, what would mark a successful campaign? Running back Braylon Allen.
I think a successful season is winning a championship. I think, you know, when Coach Fick got here, that was the mentality that he kind of instilled in us, and that was what pushed us through, you know, off-season workouts and spring ball and this summer. Anything less, honestly, is probably failure. I mean, if this is my last year, you know, hopefully it is. I don't want to leave here without, you know, having that opportunity or doing it.
The Badgers and the Bulls kick off tomorrow, 2:30 from Camp Randall. To the pros, were the Green Bay Packers getting set for their season opener a little bit more than a week away against the Chicago Bears. The Pack yesterday inducted its 2023 Hall of Fame class of wide receiver Jordy Nelson and offensive lineman Josh Sitton. Sitton, though, says football wasn't his top sport as a kid.
I wanted to play baseball because it was my favorite sport. And I wanted to play football for the Dallas Cowboys. I didn't get to play for the Cowboys, but I did get to win a Super Bowl in Cowboys Stadium.
The Packers taking the weekend off will start game week preparation for the Bears on Monday. On to Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers back in action after a day off yesterday. The opener of a series with the Philadelphia Phillies at AmFam Field. The Brewers, looking to snap a two-game losing slide, hold a three-game lead over the Chicago Cubs in the NL Central. Freddie Peralta gets the start tonight against Zach Wheeler. On to college volleyball, where the top-ranked Wisconsin Badgers sweep 21st-ranked Arkansas 25-22, 25-16, 25-17 last night. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Four. Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. New Pepto-Kids gummies helps relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for new Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Nelsons, it's cruising around their Montana ranch on a John Deere Gator XUV 835R. With 3,000 acres, there's plenty of work to do.
We're not afraid to jump in and help each other out.
That's how they've kept their ranch going for five generations.
It's all about efficiency.
Like teaching visitors to fly fish.
The whole joy with fly fishing is matching the hatch.
Run with us on a Gator XUV 835R and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Oh, okay, you ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
Life was easy, now it's just water under the bridge. I'm still learning to be human.
I love country music. 98 Q Country.
Country.
Since you walked in,
But I can't help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along. He don't even know a single word. I don't mean to be, but I've just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby. Baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm gonna be the first one calling him crazy. Crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find it the right.
Country. Online at 98qcountry.com.
You want. Ashley McBride, Light On in the Kitchen. Now, I've seen Taylor Swift a couple of times. She does a fantastic show. She really does. Anyways, if you missed Taylor Swift during the Eras Tour, there will be a film. That's right, a movie slash film that will play in AMC theaters starting on October 13th. The Eras Tour, the most meaningful electric experience of people's lives in concert. Tickets are, get this, $19.89 for adults, $13.13 for kids, and they're already on sale. Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour concert film at AMC Theaters.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. Through Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands at up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-552-6750. That's 800-552-6750. 800-552-6750.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 79. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 62. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies. Highs around 86. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures well above average. Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 90s. Take a look at the extended forecast. 88 Tuesday, 73 Wednesday, and 69 on Thursday. Another look at the short range. High of 79 this afternoon. Lows level off around 62 tonight. We should top out at 86 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 68.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press, and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
98 Q Country.
Everybody's got a problem, so do I. But we ain't gonna solve them on a Saturday night. I just put a paycheck in the bank, and I ain't hit the town in a minute to drink. You had one of them, one of those weeks, stuck on repeat. I'll save you a seat. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, and bottles on ice, living on feel-good standards. Just busting your back while you're cussing the sun. And if your girl don't love you no more,
here's a tarboard to cry in, and it's been paid for. And if you're short on cash, say cheers. Well, don't sweat it, leave the sweating to the beer. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice, living on feel-good standard time. My card's on the bar, you got nowhere to be. If you don't come through, buddy, that's on you. We turning up, got double cups, the sun's going down. With lagers, I'm a boxer, yeah, I need about 12 rounds. And I could be a sponsor if you like how that sounds. Tell me what you drinking, buckets for a Lincoln. I could cover you and me and everyone you're bringing. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on.
Your classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
Inside me, my start healing. Out here, it's like today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz. Don't know what keeps keeping it up. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? Girl, we're praying with fire, but ain't too far behind. It's just a matter of time till it finds your heart or mine. We say that it ain't no thing. We say it in the telephone.
Party, your heart or mine. Oh, by the way, I mentioned it, but I'm going to mention again the Taylor Swift Eras Tour concert film in AMC theaters starts October 13th. Tickets are already on sale. If you're a Swiftie, you might want to order yours in advance.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there and around there and even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long.
98Q Country.
Caught up in your
listen online at 98QCountry.com.
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe.
Tell him, Blanc.
The way your hair's in a mess in the morning when you open your eyes. The way you never goes by when you say that you'll be ready in 5.